Listener Production.
Hi, it's Matt Layton with you. New South Wales Labor is preparing to form government for the first time in more than a decade. Chris Minns will be the state's 47th Premier after taking at least 9 seats from the Coalition. The ALP now runs every government on the mainland. The Federal Attorney-General is resisting opposition calls to release the Solicitor-General's advice on the Indigenous voice to Parliament. Mark Dreyfus has told the ABC the advice does support the wording of the proposed constitution change, but it won't be made public.
I'm not going to reveal the Solicitor-General's advice. I'm going to say very clearly that it's not the practice of Australian governments. But Mr Dutton knows this. I think everyone knows this. It's not the practice of Australian governments to release Solicitor-General's advice.
Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews is jetting off to China this week. He will be the first Aussie MP to visit since the signing of the AUKUS deal. The return of international students, trade and cultural ties will be raised. A man allegedly armed with a knife has been shot dead by police in far north Queensland. Authorities were called to reports of a disturbance at a property in Mareeba yesterday morning. Police say he had a woman with him and refused to let her leave before advancing on officers. And Russian President Vladimir Putin has announced plans to station tactical nuclear weapons in Belarus. The move marks the first time since the 90s that Moscow will base such arms outside the country. The United States has reacted cautiously to the development. North Melbourne has claimed a 1-point win over Fremantle in controversial circumstances at Optus Stadium. Frio was denied a free kick within goal-scoring range after it was judged the ball crossed the boundary line after the siren. Roos coach Alistair Clarkson believes the umpires made the right call.
And we would have been really, really stiff if we'd have lost that game of footy. So if the lap of the gods was with us just for that last bit, I think our footy club deserved it just this once.
And Aussie tennis star Alex de Minaur has suffered a 3-set second round loss at the Miami Open.